Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams, and we are in for an exciting time to see what the Holy Spirit has to say and to teach and guide and direct as I yield my body as the temple of the Holy Spirit and to impart to you today. Amen. Well, just to give you a quick recap, we are doing our year-long series on prayer. We are currently on, and I think it's almost been maybe 2 months, on the part where we're discussing reasons for unanswered prayer. We talked about the name it, claim it, confess it, possess it. What you say is what you get. Sometimes we say it's because prayer or lack of faith, but that's not always the reason. It can be wrong living, wrong praying, wrong expectation. So if you'd like to go over just the past, please listen to the previous episodes, and it will tell you about the different episodes that we talked about. We spent an extensive time on wrong living. A lot of times our prayers aren't answered because of that wrong prayer and expectation, anything that, from unforgiveness, unconfessed sin, unfruitful Christian life, unresolved family conflicts, and then wrong praying, half-hearted prayers, selfish prayers, prideful prayers, vague prayers, and we really went in-depth on those topics. And so we started the wrong expecting is one of the last points that we have discussed. And just to give a brief synopsis of that, on our last teaching, we talked about where it is an aspect of too little, the lack of faith, from James 1, 6 and 8, or sometimes it's presumption. So we talk about the difference between, faith, foolishness, and presumption. Sometimes we can expect God to do things, and God is not in that. So we can presume that he's going to do it based on what we think, but God is not in it. So James, 1 John 5, 14 and 15 said, and this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, his will. So sometimes we presume that he's going to do something based on our thinking or our logic. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have received the request which we have asked from him. So if we're not positive in it, that the Lord's will is a specific case, we can ask for wisdom, and God will give us that. So pray, not my will, thy will be done. So that's one of the things we want to pray, is not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. And so then the last point that we made under wrong expecting, too little faith, too much presumption, foolishness, or, that's something that the enemy uses because we're not focusing on his will. And the final point was sometimes we want it soon. We want it right now. Ecclesiastes 3:1 said, there is a time, there's an appointed time for everything. There is a time for everything under the heaven. And God says yes, no, or not yet. Also, it might be demonic forces from Satan that are trying to prevent prayers from being answered. And we went into the detail about how Daniel prayed for 3 weeks. Wonder if he would have given up. But he kept pressing, pressing, and pressing. And as he continued to press into those prayers, that God opened up the doors for him, because there were satanic forces of wickedness that had delayed the answers to prayer. But what if Daniel had only prayed once, or if he quit praying on the 20th day, what would have happened? So we're going to start today with this point here under to the prayers of wrong expecting. So this is our new points today. Be fervent, be persistent, be ceaseless in your prayers. Now, if we look at Matthew 7:7, And those of you who are following along, if you could turn in your Bibles to Matthew 7:7. And we want you, those of you who are taking notes on your iPad, your iPhone, to follow along with the teaching and be fed. Amen. So Matthew 7:7, because we want to make sure that we have effectual, fervent prayers and that God is answering them. So Matthew 7, and we will start at verse 7 here. And it reads as follows: keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking. That means to reverently knock, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, right, the door will be open. So we want to walk in that particular aspect, and that's kind of where we left off with on last week. So there was a great British man, and I'm here live from Britain right now, and thank you so much for tuning in, but his name was George Mueller, and he prayed for 38 years for the salvation of a neighbor, and the man finally was saved. And he was a great man of faith, and he believed that the persistence of prayer. So I'm just saying to you today, whatever it is that you've been believing for, whatever you've been asking for, whatever God showed you in the beginning, in the inception of your ministry, that or your calling, or even for your family member, or even for that promotion on that job, God said, don't give up. Keep on walking by faith. Keep on believing, because he has a plan for you, that he wants you to walk in the divine purpose. He wants you to walk in the divine blessing of God. So then the other part, we're talking about why prayers aren't answered, and sometimes we want it now. You know, we want microwave this. We want microwave that. We don't want to cook it and have it, you know, sauteed and seasoned and then have it marinated and then cook it slow so it can be tender. We want it right now. We're more of a microwave society. And, you know, I think about the older times, you know, how people, they waited on things. Can you imagine? They, when they cook something, sometimes it takes them 2 or 3 days to cook a meal. But we want it like now. And we want God to answer. And God says, okay, I'm going to give it to you. The reason you haven't received it is because it's not the timing. I want you to say, it's not the timing yet. And sometimes God will say, like a red light, no, stop. I don't want you to do that. No, it's not now. The yellow light, okay, caution. And then sometimes he'll say, okay, green light. Or if you're in the Army, he'll say, forward march. He'll say, about face. And then sometimes he'll say you to you mark time. That means for you to just mark time, to be in place, and to mark time and wait on the Lord, because he has a purpose and he has a plan for your life. And he said, okay, if I give it to them now, they are not going to be ready for it. I need to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G in their life before they can go forward to the next thing. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn over to Psalms 37:7. It says, be still and rest in the Lord. Psalms 37:7. Psalms 37:7. Be still, rest in the Lord. Wait for him. Wait. So now we just need to take a breath. It says, wait for him. And patiently lean yourself up on him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. But we want to look at the A part of that. Don't give up. Don't fret. Persevere. And I want you to say 7 times, stick it out. Now, stick it out, 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 stay with it. Do not fret, but persevere and rest in the Lord. Be patient. And I like the way the Amplified says it. Be still. Come on, rest in God. Wait on Him patiently and just lean back and say, God, I'm just going to rest right now. I'm not going to fret. There used to be an old song, I'm leaning, I'm leaning, I'm leaning, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Whose side are you leaning on? Sometimes we just need to just rest in Him, wait patiently, and lean on His side. And there we will receive the blessings that God has for us. Amen. So just stick it out. Now, this is our fresh new point. On our last series, we went through the timing, but this is our final point, one of our final points for unanswered prayer. We talked about wrong praying, wrong expectation. The first one, to do it in order, was wrong living. Next one was wrong praying. Now wrong expecting, and we have closed with that. So now we're going to talk about wrong understanding. So just a brief synopsis for the wrong expectation, too little, lack of faith, too much presumption, you wanting it right now. We have it, the other point, not fervent, not persistent. And then, we have to learn how to wait, and that's all under the point of we wanting it too soon. Now, wrong understanding. Sometimes we don't have the revelation knowledge. We don't have the wisdom of what is God saying about this. How does this line up in the parameters of God's plan, of God's purpose, for my life, for the body of Christ, and for the kingdom of God? So, how is this applying? So that's one of the things that we want to know, is how does this apply to our life? So let's look here at Isaiah 55. If you have your Bibles, let's turn over to Isaiah. That's the 55th chapter. It's right after Song of Solomon, right before Jeremiah. Isaiah 55. And let's look at verse number 8 and 9. Now, we are talking today about what? Why prayers aren't answered, and this is wrong understanding. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we have to look at it from the perspective of, God, is this your will? Is this your ways? Because what God wants, our ways are not of His ways. So in this case, we're going to need God's wisdom. I have a quote here from Ruth Graham. That is Billy Graham's wife. She's gone home to be with the Lord now. But it says, if God had answered all my prayers, this is what she said, I would have married the wrong man 7 times. For you single ladies out there, woo! I think so. That's right there. If you want to wait, I think we need to go back. Let's just wait a minute. Hold on. Let's go back to the other point. Wrong expecting. Point number 3, too soon. So she had 7 guys But she married Billy Graham. Come on. I mean, that should give us a little hope. Amen, amen. So she said, if God had answered all my prayers, I would have married the wrong man 7 times. So we know that God may not answer prayer in order to show us a change in course of action that we need to take. So God may not answer our prayer. So you might, okay, God, wait a minute now. And that's where enemy comes in with reasoning. No wonder if she would have said, well, I know this man, he's saved, he's sanctified, he's filled with God's spirit. You know, he's went to seminary, he's this, he's that. But God says, wait, hold it, my ways aren't your ways, my thoughts aren't your thoughts. I want to take you to the high road. I want to take you higher. I want to give you wisdom. I have something better for you. Just take a deep breath. Don't fret. Slow it down. Ooh, the pace. Still. And know that I am God and I have the best for you. And then trust him. Earlier, so we were in the Bible study, and it talked about asking for the wisdom of God. And he says in the wisdom of God, number one, you can believe. And come on now, James was Jesus' brother. So he spent time with Jesus. Think he don't know about wisdom? So I'm asking you today, just pray and believe. If you're in that waiting mode and if you're in that mocking time, as I said in the military, you just have to wait. Don't be double-minded, because with the wisdom of God, you can receive, number one, the blessings of God, and you can walk in the fullness of God, number two. But if the 2 points that it brings out in James, you have to have faith, and you can't doubt when you even ask God for wisdom, even in your waiting time. Amen? Hallelujah. So if you're waiting, and then the next part in James, it says that you don't waver in your thoughts, because you're like a person tossed by in the sea and by the wave, but don't be double-minded, but just say, I'm going to be single-minded and I'm going to be stable in my ways, and I'm going to wait on God because his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And God, if this is not the man for me, I'm going to wait. So God may not answer your prayer to show you a change of course of action that you need to take. So it's not he hasn't forgotten. But what happens is sometimes we don't want to be patient. Sometimes we don't want to lean on the Lord. The light is yellow. And just to turn red, and we know that we need to just stop. But instead of going through that intersection, that we need to wait on the purposes and wait on the plans of God that he has for us, that we can walk in the blessing. So say, okay, God, you haven't answered my prayer. Are you trying to show me you're changing my course? So, and there's no promise that he will pay for your debts. You know, some people are like, okay, God, I know you're going to do this and do that. Sometimes God may have you do it, because our Heavenly Father never takes anything away from his children unless he means to give them something better. So we have to walk in that blessing and know that. You know, I'm reminded of the little girl, and I know a lot of you may have seen this picture. And there's Jesus standing there, and he has a big teddy bear behind his back. And she's holding onto this little teddy bear saying, no, I don't want to let it go. I don't want to let it go. This is mine. And he's like holding behind. I have something better for you. I have something better for you. If you would just wait on me and not try to do it on your own. So the wrong understanding is just as serious for why our prayers aren't answered as foolishness and presumption, thinking God is going to do it this way or doing that way. So even with the wrong praying, we can do it half-heartedly, and we can do it selfishly, and we can have vague prayers. But when we don't understand understand the will of God and what it means and how to apply it, and to understand that, yeah, God's ways are not your ways. His thoughts are higher. He has better. So I love that. So just remember, for you single ladies out there, even those of you who are believing for maybe something for God to do in your ministry, even maybe for a building, even something with your health, maybe for your family members to be saved, you know, ask God to show you what it means and how to apply his word so you can have an understanding. And then I love it back with Ruth Graham. I would have married the wrong man 7 times. Come on now. And then God gave her Billy Graham, so you just wait. So our Heavenly Father never takes anything away from his children unless he means to give you something better. So that's what you have to remember. He's not left you. He hasn't forsaken you. And we can stand on the scripture we just read. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Don't give up. Don't fret. Persevere and stick out. Amen. Now let's go to the next point. What should be our response to the unanswered prayer? And I want us just to do a soul searching here as we begin to close. You've been listening to Dr. Gwyneth for Lifestyles for Lifetime Holiness. Thanks so much for tuning in to the radio show. And please listen to some of the previous shows. You will be so blessed. I think we have over 150 different episodes you can listen to. But please continue to tune in. We are live here in England. Amen. Just seeing what God is doing here in this part of the earth. We're actually prayer mapping, praying over the places we're going in impartation. But the next point we want to look at is our response to unanswered prayer should be, God says, okay, Lord, I'm growing. Oh, they say when people are young, sometimes they grow over a summer. They can grow 2 inches, and they are taller. And it says that they have growing pains. Oh, no, maybe that's growing pains you're going through. God is trying to stretch you. He's trying to so you're patient and so that you don't have to experience this. So, you know, ask yourself, okay, God says grow. So in the waiting process, we have to grow. And I think more than anything, we have to lay down our lives so that he can put everything in our path that he has for us. And then I'm really big on everything being for the kingdom of God and for his kingdom purpose, which we talked about. Wrong prayers are not answered because they're selfish prayers. We can't make a deal with God. I'm believing for, I'm claiming, yeah, God doesn't contain it. He's not your hop. God is not your Santa Claus. Amen. So then the other thing that we want to do for wrong understanding is God may not answer your prayers in order to show you a change in course. We talked about that. Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. Come on, it's laying hold of God's willingness. So God is not, you know, he's not really reluctant. God has a willingness to be able to bless us with the things that we want. And, you know, I believe he blesses us quicker when we just lay down. Look at the children of Israel. They had an 11-day journey that turned into 40 days because they wouldn't wait on God. They wouldn't honor God. They wouldn't respect God. They wanted to do their way, and they complained about everything. So I think even within that, God is saying when we give God glory, we give God praise, we ask God what is the next step, and we thank him for what he wants us to do. And then sometimes it may be, as we discussed earlier, action of faith. When Moses went across the Red Sea, all he had in front of him was the sea. But what happened when Joshua? The same thing. God parted the sea for them, but sometimes he may want you in that waiting period to take one step in the water and wait until he parts the sea. But they had to step in the water before the sea was even parted. So wait on the Lord while he delays giving you an answer. So that's what we have to do. and I'll be occupied in God's work. I love George Mueller. He said, wait on the Lord while he delays giving you the answer, and I will be occupied in his work. Amen. And as we close, we have 90 seconds left. But for those of you who are listening live and continue to listen to the recording, but I just, this song just popped up in my spirit. It's an old song. And this is for some of you who are in this waiting mode. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, for my life, help me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. For tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. And yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus. And tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Oh, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you. Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Amen. Now let's look at Matthew, and we're going to close with this. I want you to turn over to Matthew, and we are talking about what should our response to unanswered prayer. God, grow us. Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. It's just laying hold and know that God is willing. While he delays giving you the answer, be occupied in the work that God has for you. And let's look at the sixth chapter of Matthew. And we will look at verse number 33. That's Matthew 6 and 33. And it says, but seek, when you're seeking God, even in this waiting time, that means to me to aim at and strive after. So just keep on in that time, and first of all, his kingdom. So as you're waiting and seeking and aiming and striving at his kingdom, his righteousness, which just means his ways of doing what is right, what? Come on. Then everything taken together will be given you besides. Come on. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Everything you want is going to be added to you in that waiting period. But don't reason and say, if I do this, this will happen. If I do this, it's logical. No. And so then the next point we need to, as we close, and we will have to go over this next week. Hallelujah. We have been 2 months into why prayers aren't answered. But thanks for tuning into this year's series. But we will just briefly go over this, and we'll close, and we'll get them into the meat of it next week. But here we're talking about what should be our response to our unanswered prayers. We're waiting on the Lord. And then we know the other points are persistent. Though there's no fruit there, I want you to rejoice this week. That's your assignment. Be grateful. He doesn't answer all of our prayers. And God never answered all of Job's questions. Come on now. And that's a whole nother series. Why Job was in the situation he was is because of what his expectations. But he never answered all of Job's questions. Nor his complaints, and he never told Job the whole story, and he never gave him the whole picture of what was Satan was told either. But I think too, when we open up ourselves then the enemy can come in, and that's a whole nother story. But this week, just know that to be mature is to understand that you don't have to understand. Come on now. And that's one of the things. Be content in whatever state you're in, just as Paul was. God may not answer our prayer, but still take care of our needs. And we'll go into more in depth on that next week. And then after that, we will talk about the hindrances to praying and how to overcome. This is a year-long series on prayer, so we hope that you can be a part. And remember that he prayed for strength that he might achieve. But sometimes God may take you to a point of just waiting on God, and so that we can learn the importance of obedience. And God wants to answer our prayers. What is hindering them? Sometimes we just need to confess our sins and his commandments and be persistent and be patient. Until next time, don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer. And remember, faith comes by hearing, it comes by saying. But let's put some action to it. We'll see you next time. Blessings to you and success to the kingdom of God. God bless you. Bye-bye.